thoughts and feelings and emotions. Stress management really means self-management or self-control. As we saw in side 2, we diminish our capacity for self-control when we allow ourselves to be so easily influenced by the media and other people. No one teaches us how to understand and control our thoughts and feelings. On the contrary, we are mostly shown how not to, and how to go seeking experiences in life which will control our thoughts and feelings for us. So here we are at one of the most important choices. Do we want to make the effort to understand and control our experience of life? Or shall we just let it all happen and hope for the best? What do you think? If you decide you want to be the master of your own destiny, then you must be the one who decides what you think and feel and say and do. You can surrender your destiny to fate or to luck if you like. But if you do, don't blame anyone else or anything else if it doesn't turn out to be as pleasurable as you'd like, but filled with pain. If, on the other hand, you want to take the reins in your own hand, then it's time to get serious about getting to know yourself and the mental and spiritual forces which exist within you. I'm sure you've heard or read that there is nothing you cannot do or be or achieve in your life. All you need is the right attitude and the determination to persevere. I also think it's true. We are essentially unlimited beings who fall fast asleep to our true potential. Awakening to that potential is not just the challenge of living our lives the way we want, but there is the added challenge of staying awake when all around us would prefer us to be asleep with them, to be in pain just like them, to be the same as them. Making the choice to wake up and direct our own changes means that we will walk against the tide of life. Our friends and colleagues and family may begin to suspect that we're on something and become concerned that we're perhaps being influenced by some strange force. It's in moments like that that you need to check your own response and reaffirm your choices. Is what I am doing inside working? Is it making a difference? Do I feel freer, less stressed? Are the changes that I'm making a difference in my interactions and my relationships with others? These are the real measures that can only be found in your own experience. So I'm going to assume that you choose to wake up. You choose to change. You choose to start the inner work of taking back control of your own life. It starts with awareness. Awareness of your own thoughts and feelings. Your habitual emotions which tell you there is some pain or discomfort present. Here are some categories. Categories of habitual emotions which are the signs of stress. And therefore messengers which tell us we are not in control of our thoughts and feelings. They have behind them certain thoughts which are the result of certain patterns of thinking. You might recognize some of these patterns. If we suffer from the emotions of sadness or depression, it is usually because we are thinking habitually in terms of loss. It could be the loss of something tangible on the outside or something internal or intangible on the inside. It could be the loss of attention or the affections of a loved one. Or it could be the repeated imaginary thoughts of losing our job. It is this sense of loss repeated frequently in our lives which is what leads to most forms of depression. In fact, in recent figures released by the World Health Organization, it's reckoned that by the year 2020, at current rates of increase, the most common disease in the world today will be depression. And then there's the emotions of guilt and shame. And usually the thoughts behind these emotions are that we believe we've hurt someone, or we feel that we failed to live up to someone else's standards or expectations. Guilt results from self-condemnation, where shame involves fear that we will lose face and that others will find out what we have said or done.